The 10-Minute Math Podcast will help parents answer the two big questions: why is math taught differently today?
And how can I support my own child at home?
We are your hosts, Jan
and Colleen.
We are two teachers crazy for math and on a mission to help parents use normal everyday routines, such as bedtime or mealtime, as opportunities to build their children's number sense so that their children can find the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics.
10-minute math, an equation for fun, daily routines to make math connections.
Welcome to episode 125, season 3 of the 10-Minute Math Podcast. Today we're going to learn the ninth step in mastering basic multiplication facts using games. Now let's get started.
I think for many of us adults, learning the multiplication facts was a big deal. Some of us found it a fun challenge and had no trouble memorizing all those facts. But many others struggled to keep all those numbers straight and drilled flashcards with little success, only learning to hate math. We are here to tell you that the problem wasn't you. It was how math facts were taught when we went to school.
Of course, our teachers taught us the best way they knew how by giving us timed tests to help improve our speed and accuracy. Those timed tests only ended up giving many children math anxiety. It is similar to the emotions that come up for me when I see a snake or a mouse. I just go into panic mode and my brain cannot function properly. What can I do when I see a snake or a mouse? Run!
I run too, Jan! Yeah. So now imagine that you're a student who's struggling to master the basic multiplication facts. Your teacher gives you another time test and your emotions take over your brain. All you want to do is run away. No wonder so many adults have strong negative emotions about math.
Right. We know that you don't want that anxiety for your own child or grandchild. So we are going to share with you how you can change the math experience of learning the basic multiplication facts. Teachers now know the importance of supporting strategies for learning multiplication, and we understand that these strategies might be new to you. If you grew up just memorizing math facts like Colleen and I did, then this is all new to you.
All right, let me give you an example. When we learn to multiply a single digit number by 5, we probably just use skip counting. So to figure out 5 times 6 using skip counting, we would just think 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, and know that the answer is 30. But if we already knew that 10 times 6, we would just might have to realize that 5 times 6 is just half of 10 times 6, because 5 is half of 10. Since 10 times 6 is 60, that half of 60 would be 5 times 6, or 30.
Another example is 4 times 8. If I knew 2 8s are 16, then I can just double 16 to get 32. So 4 times 8 is 32. Doubling 16 might be tricky for a child, but they can break apart the 16 into a 10 and a 6, and then double each number separately, and then put the numbers back together. So if we double the 10, 10 and 10, we get 20. And if we double the 6, 6 and 6, we get 12, which makes combining 20 and 12 an answer of 32. Finding double 8 and then doubling again is called the double-double strategy. And it works well for multiplying any single digit by 4.
So do you parents have to teach your child or grandchild these strategies? No way! You need to play games with your child and give him or her an opportunity to develop these strategies on their own using visuals and understanding. That's exactly why we created a framework for mastering the basic multiplication facts using games. If this is your first time listening to our 10-minute math podcast, Go back to episode 117 to hear about the first step in mastering the basic multiplication facts using games.
Then go to our 10-Minute Math website at www.10minutemath.com to download a PDF of that document called 10 Steps to Mastering the Basic Multiplication Facts Using Games. On our podcast today, we're going to explain step 9 in that framework. The goal for step 9 is to multiply any one-digit number by 9, and the game we chose to learn this is called the product game. I have played this game for years with students in the classroom, and I can confidently say it is one of the favorites.
To play the product game, you will need to download the game board and the directions that are linked on our framework document. Each player will need a different colored pencil to play. The goal is to color 4 numbers in a row, either vertically, horizontally, or diagonally to win. You will also need 2 paper clips to select the numbers that you want to multiply, which are called the factors.
So to start the game, the first player will put a paper clip on one of the numbers or factors listed on the bottom of the game board. The numbers from 1 to 9 are listed. Player 1 does not get to color any numbers on the first turn because there is only 1 paper clip on the board. Then the second player chooses a second number or factor to place another paper clip and then multiplies the 2 numbers chosen to find the answer, which we call the product. For example, if player 1 puts a paper clip on 7 and player 2 puts a paper clip on 4, then player 2 multiplies 7 and 4 to get an answer of 28 and colors in the square that says 28.
Of course, in finding that product of 7 and 4, a child might use the double-double strategy we talked about earlier and double 7 to get 14, and then double 14 to get the answer of 28, because 7 times 4 is 28. Now it's back to player 1's turn, and player 1 can only move 1 paperclip. Let's say player 1 decides to move the paperclip on 7 to 9. Now player 1 multiplies 9 and 4 to get another answer or product of 36. Player 1 then colors in the square with the number 36.
Next, it is back to player 2's turn. And again, player 2 can only move 1 of the paper clips, either one. This is where the game strategy comes in. Each player is trying to color in 4 numbers in a row while also preventing the other player from doing the same.
I know that you and your child or grandchild will love playing this product game. So head on over to our website at www.10minutemath.com and download your free copy of 10 Steps to Mastering Basic Multiplication Facts Using Games. This website again is tenminutemath.com. Bye for now, and thanks for
making math fun.